Jr., who tried to assassinate President Reagan, has been granted unconditional release.
A gift for D.C. drivers facing fines for not paying tickets on time. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Arlington County plans to change rules on how it interacts with ICE. I'm Luke Lukert.
It's 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by the Exergen Temporal Scanner.
I'm Steve Kathan. John Hinckley's lawyer says the man who tried to assassinate President Reagan 40 years ago is not a threat and is mentally stable.
What we know about him is that by history, he had a mental disease. But if you examine him today, you cannot detect this.
And as CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us, a federal judge has agreed to lift the restrictions he's been living under.
Hinckley was not in court today. His attorney said he wanted to avoid the cameras. His unconditional release could happen next June if his mental health doesn't deteriorate. Among the restrictions he's under now, that he turns over all of his passwords and usernames for electronic devices and attend monthly mental health appointments. He also has been restricted from owning a gun.
In New York State, Governor Kathy Hochul says today is the day healthcare workers have to have had at least one vaccine dose or risk getting fired.
We'll be nation leading with our mandate, which strikes at midnight tonight, when everyone is expected in a hospital in the state of New York or a healthcare facility to have been vaccinated.
President Biden's due to get his COVID booster shot right about now. As CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us, it is a key week for his agenda.
On the line this week, new funding for the child tax credit, universal pre-K, home health care, and much more.
We'll keep government open.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says 95% of House Democrats are now on board. But with such a slim majority, her party will need to do even better than that. The margin for victory is narrow because Democrats cannot count on any Republican support. A small breakthrough came last night when two more centrist House Democrats announced they now support passage of the package.
Well, Facebook says it's pausing the development of Instagram Kids for children under 13. Ford is recalling its Mustang Mach-E. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert says it's about windshield cracks.
There have been no accidents or injuries, but this type of issue could cause anything from a leak to the glass actually falling out. Ford says it discovered the problem after inspecting a cracked windshield. Dealers will reinstall any improperly attached glass.
CBS's Jim Krasula says there are new numbers on credit card debt.
While spending is up despite the lingering pandemic, so is credit card debt. More than 40% of those with credit card debt, or some 59 million Americans, have added to their credit card balances, according to a new survey by Bankrate.com. Credit card debt dropped nationwide early in the pandemic as people cut way back on spending.
The Dow is up 110 points. This is CBS News.
Fever is the number one COVID symptom, so be safe with an accurate thermometer. Only Exergen has proven accurate in more than 100 studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
103 on WTOP on this Monday afternoon, September 27. Sunny and 77 degrees on our way to the low 80s. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis.
And I'm Deborah Feinstein with the top local stories we're following this hour. A ticket amnesty program in D.C. that eliminates all late fees for drivers with outstanding tickets is being extended.
It's a gift for people who've accumulated late penalties for not paying a D.C. traffic ticket on time. For the rest of this year, the district is letting you pay your tickets without having to face those extra fines. The offer has been in place since June and was set to expire this week, but Mayor Muriel Bowser says it's been so successful, it'll be allowed to continue through December 31st. She says more than 32,000 drivers have taken advantage of it so far.
Collectively settling $44 million worth of tickets?
You'll still have to pay your original ticket amount, but those late penalties will be waived. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
It is something that kids and their parents count on. If a student feels sick at school, they can see the school nurse. But that's not always possible lately, particularly in one area school system.
In many D.C. schools, kids can't go to the nurse's office as there aren't enough nurses for every school. As the district works to hire more school nurses to handle bumps and bruises, Chancellor Louis Farabee told council members last week contracted CSS nurses and other healthcare personnel are in schools to test, screen, and monitor kids for COVID.
We hire over 240 patient care technicians who help with all of our COVID-related responses.
Meanwhile, Councilmember Charles Allen says he's hearing from parents concerned about their kids' care.
I think a lot of people very naturally would want to see nurses helping out with a student showing symptoms or doing COVID testing. We're not even having the nurses available to handle the regular stuff either.
Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Arlington County is considering changing the way police can choose to handle undocumented immigrants. The goal is to increase trust between immigrants and the county.
Arlington County Board President Matt DiFerranti says they could change the circumstances in which local police will contact ICE.
We don't work with ICE unless federal and state law requires.
Right now, Arlington police contact ICE if an undocumented immigrant is arrested for terror or gang-related offenses or if they commit a felony.
We want to tailor a few of those instances to be even tighter and more narrow so that we're not inadvertently getting any individuals caught up with our system.
For example, DiFerranti says they could change the rule to if an undocumented immigrant commits a nonviolent felony like shoplifting, ICE won't be contacted. The county board will take feedback over the next month with plans to update rules by the end of the year. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
The man whom investigators say is the Potomac River rapist made his first court appearance today since his indictment on murder charges.
61-year-old Giles Warrick said nothing but his name at the outset of the hearing, but his defense lawyer didn't hesitate to plead not guilty to first-degree murder charges on Warrick's behalf. The indictment came down earlier this month, charging Warrick in the death of a 28-year-old woman who was dragged off a Georgetown street, taken into some woods, and eventually killed back in 1998. By mid-February, Warrick's attorney plans to file a motion he says will lead to the dismissal of all charges against his client by this spring. But if that doesn't happen, the case is set to go to trial right after Thanksgiving of 2022. At D.C. Superior Court, John Dome in WTOP News.
Coming up here after traffic and weather.
Trying to crack the case on who's egging people in the Georgetown community. I'm Acacia James.
107.
To sell your home, connect with Jennifer Young. This is Dave Johnson. I know this from experience. And while the average agent in the D.C. region sells a home or two every month, Jennifer sells at least one home every single day and has over 15,000 buyers in her database ready to look at your home. The Wall Street Journal ranks Jennifer and her amazing team in the top 100 out of 1.4 million real estate agents in the entire country for 10 years and counting. So go ahead. Do what I did. Call Jennifer at 877-611-SELL. Or online at jenniferyounghomes.com.
Keller Williams Realty, 703-815-5700.
Dave Preston here. The biggest game of week three is the Monday night matchup between Philadelphia and Dallas. And FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the NFL week right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. I like the Eagles in this spot, and I'm also intrigued by the under. Offers like this are just one of the many reasons